The Surrey Storm Podcast with Andy Lamb and Emily Nemeth.
This week on the Storm Podcast, we head our way back to 2016 and the time that Nada Hutchinson made that move from Mavs to Storm.
You know, it's a real big new challenge for me, kind of reignite my passion again for playing at senior level. It's just going to be really exciting to play with new people in a different environment. I'm really looking forward to a new challenge.
Was it a bit of a big decision?
Yeah, it was a massive decision for me. You know, I've been at Mavericks 7 or 8 seasons now. You know, I've got some real close links there at Mavericks that I've built since I've been a young netballer. So it was a real big decision for me to jump over the Thames and come down to Surrey Storm. But, you know, it was just a kind of the right timing and something different and kind of invoked something different inside me this year.
And obviously the new teams, players moving all over the place. How much are you?
Yeah, exactly.
How much are you looking forward to playing a part in the new look Storm?
Oh, I'm really looking forward to it. You know, I mean, look, they've been a different team for a long time now, and you know, this year everyone moving all over the country, different teams across the waters to play over in Australia, New Zealand. It just meant that people can move around and play in different teams and try different things out. And I'm really looking forward to working with the squad. You know, there's a lot of young players, and I'm one of the more mature players, as you would have put it like that, basically one of the older girls. So I'm really looking forward to kind of, you know, passing my knowledge to the younger girls coming through and just trying to gelling in that defensive end with Katie.
Have you done the photo in the new kit yet? Do you look good in duck egg?
I've taken one picture in the dress, and I have to say the duck egg blue did suit my tone nicely, so I'm pleased with that. But obviously it looks a bit different for me, been wearing purple and black for so long, but you know, it's another new thing for me to look forward to.
It's something to get used to, I suppose.
Yeah, exactly. And I'll get used to that quite quick, I'm sure.
Now, to mention the knee, that was back in 2010. How tough was it mentally and physically to go through all that and to get through the other side?
I mean, you know, I've had 3 knee surgeries since 2010. Had 3 big hiccups throughout the years. And, you know, that was a big part of me thinking about hanging up my shoes this year. I've worked really hard this summer to get myself really strong and fit for the season and put my knee in the best possible position so that I can perform every single match. And if I'm honest, if I didn't have that knee injury, I wouldn't be the player or the person that I am today. It was tough to come through the other side, but, you know, I had an amazing support team at Mavericks when I was there, and my closest friends and my family just really dug me out of any of these deep holes that I was in, of depression and stuff. And now, actually, it's made me love training. I love working out, and it's now become part of who I am. It is a big deal to, you know, manage my knee. But, you know, with Surrey Storm and the medical staff, you know, they've done a fantastic job so far to get back on court playing. And, you know, that can only improve as the season goes on.
I suppose you'll be looking forward to plenty of the fixtures, but that nice little fixture at the Copper Box has probably caught your eye more than others.
I mean, you know, I've played at the Copper Box a couple of times against Storm, so that fixture's always brilliant to play in. I mean,
great
the crowd
games.
Always great close games, and I'm just really looking forward to having another close game with a fantastic side. Obviously, this year I'll be on a different team, but, you know, I'm still going to go out there, put my best performance out there, and hopefully we get the win again we have always gotten. It's a very different mindset for me this time, where usually I'm going there to get revenge, but this time I'm going there to kind of maintain our dignity and play at our home ground against a great side. So I'm really looking forward to the challenge. I'll be playing against some of my closest friends as well, so that'll be really, not difficult, but, you know, it'll be a bit of pulling the heartstrings there, playing against some of the biggest people in my life. But also, I know they're also going to love playing, doing it as well. And end of the day, what's always happening at netball court, friendships end. It's all about playing that game and being the best you can be at that moment in time for your team.
It's good to see as well. We've got the big events in Birmingham as well. What's that like to play against those big, massive crowds?
Whenever you're playing, the warm-up is probably the most daunting time because you can't catch the ball and you can't hear yourself think, you can't hear your teammates. And that's what I really struggle with, is when I play in those big events, is not being able to hear my teammates, because we rely so much on in defence, on vocal communication. It's really quite tough. But then once you get into the match and the crowd cheering you on, and after a while you forget they're there until you do a big interception and you hear them go absolutely crazy, and then that's a bit of a shock to the system. But I mean, it just gets your heart pumping from the first minute of the whistle, and it's just so exciting to play in that situation. And it's really great as well when you come through the game, even if you won or lost. But it means that as a squad, you've gone through a big momentous occasion together in a real tight situation. And it can be really tense for some players. And you know, it's just great that within netball we've got so many different level players who are used to that kind of scenario, so that'll be really good for the squad to get through that. But it's really exciting. It's one, and it's always my most favourite occasion of playing in big games like that.
2017 is going to be a completely new Storm squad. What's your thoughts on the season ahead?
There's a completely new squad, completely different coaching staff, and I think that everyone knows that this is a real massive building block for lots of teams this year in Super League. And I think that the biggest thing now for Surrey Storm is to make sure that we start this season with a bang and use this time now to really make sure we've got tight team cohesion and we know what we're doing when it comes to the game plan. You know, fortunately, we've got a long time till February till the season kicks off, and that can only benefit us in the long build-up that we have for the season. With so many different departures and so on and so forth, and newcomers coming to our team. So I think for Surrey Storm, it's, you know, making sure that we know that we are building to be the best we can possibly be this season.
And are you looking forward to working with Tanya?
Yeah, I mean, I love working with new coaches, and I've had some fantastic coaches in my career. And also, it's really great when you have international expertise coming in as well. As a defender who likes to kind of come out for ball, she's a Kiwi coach as well, and I'm really looking forward to her teaching me new ways of how I can get more ball in that circle and working really hard on the zone defence. So that's going to be really exciting and a great challenge for me as well, to have maybe have to adapt how I play to suit a new coach. So I'm looking forward to getting some new words of wisdom from someone new.
You've been in this situation plenty of times. So what's it like between now and the start of the season?
I mean, it is difficult when you start a season so early training-wise, but actually this time I'm actually quite happy because it means it gives us as a new squad 4 months almost to get fit, get strong, get ready, get match fit. You know, netball's a completely different sport now, and Super League is so high when it comes to the S&C level that you need to be at now, and it takes months to get that. So, you know, now it is about, you know, us training 3 times a week, making sure we do our 5 or 6 S&C sessions. So really, this is probably the most tiring time of the season, because then once February comes, you're just there then to perform. So now it's about making sure we build the foundations to make sure that we perform when it matters and when it's crucial in February and on through to June.
And have you met everybody yet? Are you looking forward to meeting everybody and getting started?
Yeah, we've had training already. We've had some real hard sessions where we've been puffing. and it's been really great, actually, to train in that situation because, you know, one of my favourite phrases is those who die together win together. So if we're breathing really hard in training, it's only going to be easier for us whenever we're together in a match. And, you know, the banter's there, everyone's getting used to each other, and it's a lovely, friendly environment already. And it's just really nice and different, and everyone's been really welcoming, and it's been fantastic. So I'm really looking forward to the rest of the season.
Right, thanks for your company. Next week, with a bit of luck, we might have a bit of news on Storm 2021 squad. Get in touch as always. We're at Surrey Storm and the number 10 on Twitter.
The Surrey Storm podcast with Andy Lamb and Emily Nemeth.